So deep out-breath if you wish, letting the in-breath happen by itself in between, two or three times. And then letting the breath just happen by itself as it does. Continuing to feel for oneself what seems most appropriate to practice. One way of feeling what is appropriate is what brings joy. Another way of feeling what is appropriate is to notice if there's a lot of negativity in the mind. Sometimes it's worth practicing on purpose, leaning towards the opposite. Using some of the tools from the guided meditation we did in the evening towards the beginning of the retreat. Feeling what is important, or remembering a moment where you were living what was important, allowing the self to drink that texture, filling and overflowing with that texture. And leaving things more open today sometimes when you feel soft and clear. Just allowing things to happen by themselves. Giving a little more room, just opening in ourselves. So this capacity that we have to be aware. And some interest or curiosity is allowed about what awareness is. Sometimes, just as we allow the breath to breathe itself, the body to walk itself, the skin to feel the breeze, as we allow that very much deeper knowing that even knows when I've been spaced out, that knows I've been restless or bored or asleep. Or beside myself with anger or whatever. Not adding anything extra to the experiencing. So sometimes it's just sound happening. Sometimes it's thought happening by itself. And without creating distance from the sound or the thought or the body sensation. Without creating distance in order to observe it. Sometimes just letting things happen by themselves. So if anything, there may be a sense of observing rather than observer, observing, observe. What Dogen from Japan called intimacy with all things. And sometimes we have no sense of things happening by themselves. We feel very much caught up, strong mind state or emotion. Anywhere from boredom to judgment to shame. And we might want to just gather up all of our life energy and ask, do I want to live this way? And if we do not want to live this way, being willing to dive in and find the tenderness to hide. The tender spot. Behind the anger. Some place that maybe wants to feel respect, the tender spot behind the fear that wants to feel safe, the tender spot behind the controlling that wants to feel at ease, in place, belonging. It's possible staying in the tender spot today. If we find we do not want to live that way anymore, that other way. And feeling how the tender spot is not just a wound, but how there's a bright thread of life wanting to be fully alive, expressing in that wish for safety, for belonging. For ease, for being in place. And if we find it hard to acknowledge our own tenderness and that bright thread of life energy, willing to live anyway, we could just hear what the Buddha said. He said we could search the entire universe for another being who is more deserving of loving kindness, of gentleness, of friendship, more deserving than oneself. Can search the entire universe looking for such a person or such a being more deserving than oneself of gentleness, of true friendship. And that person or that being is not to be found. Does not exist. And so we slowly and quietly feel what is appropriate to do today, step by step. And we just simply and quietly do that thing. We relax. We breathe out. We allow sound to come inside so much that we are the sound. All of this experience, no matter what it is happening as if on a kind of stage. And what kind of stage is it? What kind of space? What kind of space that doesn't take up any space? Just leaving room to feel for that question today. Not thinking about an answer, but feeling for the intimacy with all things.
Thank you.
Are there any questions? And what's your sense?
I don't let thoughts of my family, everything, all family, come back and put it back in my heart. But I feel that I'm here and I'm here. And sometimes I just... I'm thinking of one from me.
So I would agree with you that sometimes it may be fear and sometimes it's just another state that we can call neutral.
Anyone else? you tell me to do a star fish, and when I try to eat, I feel like jumping.
So try not to jump and bring the energy back inside. For now.
Is that not dangerous?
Dangerous? No. It's not dangerous. And then if you're in walking meditation and it feels really strong, okay, so jump. But more possible, like, okay. Sure. So you try. Just try absorbing in that energy and see what happens, and then let me know if it feels good. But if you can try it without hesitation, because just because I'm telling you it's not dangerous, and then tell me how it goes.
There's nothing else to do that time.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do. Anything else? So I would suggest for now just go more slowly, not assuming that you're trying to get somewhere else where you have permission, but just feeling that place of no permission, feeling the shape, the tightness, what's going on, and not the pressure that you've got to figure out how to do that on your own, but just stay with what you've got there. And sometimes play with ways that you can give yourself permission to feel permission that this is just happening anyway, this anger, this whatever. But I would stay with, more often stay with that sense of, ah, there's no permission. There's a holding back or a judgment or something. Okay, so I'm ready to go. Let's see.